For CertSecurity.com, I'm Rob Westervelt. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly for November 7th, 2007. In this edition, senior news writer Bill Brenner reports from the Computer Security Institute's CSI conference in Arlington, Virginia. Bill talks to Intel's Director of Security Solutions, Steve Oren, about the need to build better security into products. Also, a review of the week's news, Cisco acquired Securent, Symantec buys Vontu, and IBM announces its security strategy. In a moment, Bill Brenner's report from CSI 2007, but first, this message.
Mergers and acquisitions are common in today's rapidly changing business market. And before long, M&A activity will almost certainly have an effect on your organization's enterprise security. Don't be caught by surprise. Start preparing today by checking out CertSecurity.com's Corporate Mergers and Acquisitions Learning Guide. Experts like Michael Cobb and Ed Skotus offer advice on how to successfully integrate compliance efforts, merge network security policies, defend disparate web application infrastructures, and much more. Master the policy practices and people problems of post-merger security. Check out the Corporate Mergers and Acquisitions Learning Guide today. Visit CertSecurity.com and search for Mergers and Acquisitions. You'll be glad you did.
This is Bill Brenner reporting live from the CSI 2007 Security Conference in Arlington, Virginia. A major theme this year is Web 2.0 security, specifically the need to bake more of it into the growing array of web applications people take for granted for online commerce today. Security experts are repeatedly making the point that just about anyone can create a web application, but few know how to do so without leaving behind flaws attackers could exploit to steal sensitive data. And given the proliferation of web-based hacking toolkits, it's becoming equally easy to launch attacks. Steve Oren, Director of Security Solutions at Intel Corporation, talked to me Monday about the basic security problems as he sees them.
Really, there's two key problems. Number one, Web 2.0 is built on top of Web 1.0, and so all of the threats, vulnerabilities, and security issues that we have with Web 1.0 follow through to the Web 2.0 environment. But what makes it worse is that Web 2.0 itself is a more powerful platform. It's more interactive, it's more transactional, there's more applications and more people involved in the application development process with mashups coming from multiple organizations. So just as it is a powerful tool for the developer and for the user, it's equally a powerful tool for the attacker. So a lot of the attacks that would have been bad in the Web 1.0 world are even more so in the Web 2.0. Cross-site scripting is a classic example. It's a very powerful attack. It's used in a lot of identity theft and phishing type schemes, but it does require a little bit of trickery to get the user to execute the attack. In the Web 2.0 world, because of the truly interactive and transactional nature of the platform now, with the Ajax and other tools available on the client, it becomes a lot easier to actually automate the process of getting the user to give up their identity or to be to execute the actual script associated with a cross-site scripting attack, for example. Mm-hmm. Similarly, Web 2.0 incorporates multiple technologies. It's not just the Web 1.0 world. It's not just the local scripting agents, whether it be JAX or Flex or Silverlight or whatever, but also all of the various XML standards when you start bringing in services into the ball game. So XML threats and vulnerabilities become part of the package as well. So the things that enterprises are looking at to protect their web services in a corporate or enterprise kind of environment, when companies start adopting those services and presenting them as mashupable application functionality, the threats and vulnerabilities there follow through to the Web 2.0 world as well.
Now, would you say that the biggest problem is that a lot of Web 2.0 applications are being put together too quickly without enough thought to security, or would you say that the problem is that the finished product is being implemented in companies eager to conduct web commerce by people that maybe aren't quite as knowledgeable as they should be about how the bad guys could break in?
So really the problem lies in both those areas. On the first side, you have the problem that just like in the Web 1.0 world, security is often an afterthought at best. That's operations problem. It's not developers' problems. And truly, as we've learned in the Web 1.0 world, the only way to attack and defend against these web-based threats is to build it into the life cycle, to do testing and remediation as part of the application development. And larger organizations have figured that out and are doing that for a lot of their Web 1.0 apps. But a lot of the Web 2.0 applications are being developed either in another part of the organization or by two kids in a garage that don't have that experience, don't have the necessary training. Furthermore, as you look at some of the Web 2.0 environments, you don't have the same tools at your disposal. There isn't a good set of tools for doing AJAX security yet. The research is just beginning there. So even if you wanted to do a better job sometimes, you're left coding it all by yourself or having to create custom security capabilities into your AJAX applications. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, when you talk about things like mashups and Web 2.0, they're getting deployed many times outside your organization. So even if you did a good job on your data, where your data ends up is in somebody else's application deployed someplace out on an end-user platform where you no longer have the same controls over what's being done with your data, who's being able to access your methods, and so forth. So the implementation side is also a key issue. When I look at a lot of the organizations that are starting to adopt Web 2.0 technologies internally, one of the things that they're doing because they recognize the threat is limiting the scope of where those Web 2.0 applications can be used, the networks they have access to. So they're trying to get some boundaries set up. But the reality is that most Web 2.0s are by their nature external, by their nature, talk to multiple application providers across many organizations. So it is truly a challenge. And what we've seen in the case of some of the federal agencies is that they very much constrain what you can and can't use. They use network security protocols to at least try to put a stopgap. It's not a solution, but it's a good starting point. What we really need to do is start to build the security into the tools so that they follow the tool and follow the application no matter where it lives, whether it be in another corporation or at your home when you're doing online activities, whether it be, you know, mashups or e-commerce.
Okay, great. Again, Steve Oren from Intel. Thank you for talking to me today.
Thank you.
Cisco Systems on Thursday said it agreed to buy security software maker Securent for about $100 million in cash. Cisco described Securent's policy management software as allowing enterprises to administer, enforce, and audit access to data and applications in heterogeneous IT environments. Mountain View, California-based Securent was founded in 2004 and has 57 employees with development operations in India. The deal is expected to close in the second quarter of Cisco's fiscal year 2008. In a widely anticipated move, Symantec Corporation announced it would acquire security vendor Vontu to gain a deeper foothold into the data loss prevention market. It's a $350 million deal, and it's expected to close in the fourth quarter of 2007. The move, some say, is further evidence of the industry's growing interest in DLP technology. It comes less than 2 weeks after rival Trend Micro acquired another DLP vendor, Provilla. And finally this week, IBM said it plans to dive deeper into the security market. It plans to spend $1.5 billion on security research and possibly more acquisitions in 2008. It announced a one-stop program addressing the payment card industry data security standards. IBM has been on a shopping spree. It acquired ISS in 2006 and Console Risk Management recently to add compliance to its portfolio. Well, that ends this edition of Security Wire Weekly. Be sure to check out our previous podcast at our podcast landing page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. And as always, you can get the latest news and information at our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. For now, I'm Rob Westervelt, and for Bill Brenner, have a great day.